Well, I've got some very exciting news. After an absence of a couple of years, a bit of a soft opening again last year, one of Cambridge's most iconic artistic events is back. Cambridge Open Studios starts this weekend, and I'm so excited because we followed it over the past umpteen years here on Cambridge 105 Radio. It's a great chance to just bury yourself in art, to be honest. I'm joined on the line by Gabriella Del Valle. She is the chair of Cambridge Open Studios. Gabriella, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Lovely to have you here. Yeah, exciting times, exciting times. You're back.
We are back and we're really excited. Yeah, this year, I mean, after the last 2 years, this year we've got so much going on. We've got a new management team. We're doing so much on social media. We've got a wonderful new marketing person who has been so enthusiastic, and it's kind of re-energized everything, I think, which has been really good.
Well, it's nothing like we found this with live music, nothing like taking something away from your audience to realize just how much they're going to miss it. And it occurred to me that, you know, really since you were last around doing Open Studios fully and properly, an awful lot of people have moved to Cambridge. You know, we've got building going on, people have moved in. Some people will not have heard of Cambridge Open Studios and won't know what it's about. So tell us briefly what it is all about.
Well, this is one of the oldest open studios. It was started in the 1970s by an artist wanting to demystify art and open studios for people to come and see, you know, what it was all about, because it can be seen as a little bit elitist. And it started with painting, but we've got 20 different art, what would you say, different creative
disciplines
outlets.
Would that be the word?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And because especially for me as a jeweler, I thought I wasn't art, but apparently I am art. So it's all kinds of different things. So Cambridge Open Studios is about being able to go and see different artists, see their work. Not every artist, but a lot of artists open their own studios. I'm one of them. And you can go and see where the work is made, how it's made, chat to the artist. A lot of people who come to me say, haven't you got a lovely garden? Yes, look at my jewellery, but that's okay as well. So I love meeting people. So it's an opportunity just to come and have a look. You don't need to buy. You can just come and have a look and see what it's all about. And it's a good day out. And you usually get a cup of tea or something.
Well, as somebody who's spent years covering this, I've been out and interviewed so many of your artists in their studios. And as you say, we've had potters, we've had ceramic artists, we've had oil, watercolour, we've had glass, people who work in glass, we've had basket weavers. We really have covered everything. And it's the passion and the enthusiasm and the sheer amount of work, because you've got people who are opening their studios for one or two or three or all four weekends in July. And that, I guess, is still the plan this year. You've got to build up a fair old body of work to show people and have stuff to say. I mean, because everybody I meet is absolutely inundated with all this stuff.
Yeah. Talk to any of us and we're just rammed in June trying to get everything done and make new bits and always worry about, have I got enough? You know, is it the right thing? All of that. So all artists are a little bit, am I good enough? But yes, every artist is good enough.
I would absolutely second that. Absolutely second that. Yeah. Now, of course, this all hinges around your wonderful programme, your brochure, which is available both in print and online. Talk us through what people will find if they go into your brochure.
So they'll get a little bit of an introduction about Cambridge Open Studios. And we have a lovely foreword by Sonita Elaine from Jesus College, who has talked about, you know, this exciting being able to go and look at art. We have a list of artists by discipline, or just a list of artists. And then they can go in and have a look through the booklet, through the guide. There'll be an image of each person's work and they can go and choose who they want to visit, make a day out of it. They can use, we have got an app now, we've got the website and the app, but they can go in and make a little trail for themselves. They can mark some artists as what we call favourites, so they can put those on and then they can do a little trail for themselves. So we've, as well as the guide, we've also got a new website and a new app as well, so that we can kind of cover all areas. But a lot of people still love the guide.
They do. That's true. Makes very good reading. Yeah. Very good reading. And what I love as well is you talk there about it, you know, people like me. I could make my own little tour up, my own little trail up. But the artists do it as well, don't they? In places like Chesterton, they all sort of gang together and they all make sure they're all open the same weekends, and you can sort of work your way around.
Yes, that's true. So in my village, there's only four of us at the moment, so we didn't do a trail, but there's the Riverside Art Trail. I know that's with two of the committee members. They've done their own. I think there's about 12. Then we've got in just off Newmarket Road in the Woodyard, we've got about 7 or 8 artists sharing there. So yeah, all around that they're doing, you know, artists are getting together, and that's what we want to promote, really, that artists get together and network with each other. So we've opened up a chat program for them, which is new, because I think we can all be very isolated when we're doing our art. So we also have once a month, we have got what we call Cos Creative, so that artists can get together once a month in the pub and have a chat. And then we're looking at doing also little talks and demonstrations for artists. So we're really looking at developing the whole thing. And what we want to do in the future is to try and engage young people in art. So we're looking at maybe doing that as well.
Amazing. Now, of course, with the past couple of years with the pandemic, I'm thinking that perhaps a lot of people have taken up art for the first time. So we could have a whole range of new artists here in Cambridge. Would this be the sort of thing you'd be looking for them to get involved with you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've spoken to a few people that said, I just took it up in, you know, when the pandemic started. Mm. So we do. We want new people. We want enthusiasm. And there's obviously the backbone of our artists that are still there year after year. But yeah, anybody that wants to get involved can get involved. And we would welcome them.
I bet you would. Now, look, you must have a huge amount on your plate as the chair and everything else that you're doing with Cambridge Open Studios. But you did hint there that you're opening your own studio too. So what are people going to see when they come to see you? And when are you going to be open?
Well, I'm open all 4 weekends. I know. They can come to, so it's at my house, they can come to my house, they can see my display of jewellery, and I also have a working studio, I have a workshop, so they can come and see all my tools and how the work is made. And what I'm going to do this year is put together maybe making a ring and all the different processes involved. And it's quite interesting because you start off with a big black lump of metal and you end up with a lovely shiny ring. So people are quite interested in that as well. And, you know, how does it happen? How do you make it? Yeah, and I love doing that. And my best bit of feedback that I've had in the last few years, which was actually last year, somebody came who comes year after year and says, your soldering is so clean. That was the best.
That's what it takes for a jeweller to feel praised, is it?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, listen, it's wonderful that you're back. That just means that there is no excuse for anybody visiting Cambridge over the next 4 weekends to have no, say, oh, there's nothing much on, there's nothing to do. Oh, my goodness me. If they want to get a hold of the brochure, if they want to get hold of a physical copy, how do they do that? And if they want to find it online with the app and everything, how do they do that?
So if they go on to www.cambridgeopenstudios.co.uk, they can find the website. If they want a guide, we were giving them out at the Town and Country Fair. We were giving them out at the Guildhall. They will be in libraries. Galleries is a good place to get them. They have the guides. So anywhere like that, post offices. Anywhere, you know, we kind of try and distribute it around almost everybody.
Fantastic. Well, it's great that you're back. We wish everybody who's taking part in Cambridge Open Studios the best of fun and the best of times. Let's hope the weather holds and everyone enjoys it. Gabriella Davella, the chair of Cambridge Open Studios, thanks so much for talking to me this afternoon.
Thank you, Neil.